So the learning today should be a schus for an ilan neshama for our dearest chaver Chaim Eloz ben Shemshinari, as well as a schus for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem ben Zion, and it should be a schus for Fur Shleima for Chaim Doiv and Minarachol Chanalei Abashen Derachol and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in Amakom Sakana and Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we're going to skip the topic of Hayra because that has to do with people who are paskening shilas for others, and we're going to go to the topic of Hadlaka Kendling. We're on page 669, and he's going to talk about the special schus involved in three types of kindling: kindling lights for Shabbos, kindling lights in Shul, and kindling lights on Chanukah. So he says like this: Hadlaka ois the mitzvah v'neir Shabbos v'neiros Chanukah. Kindling is a mitzvah, lighting is a mitzvah for both regarding Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. K'mosh echta be'erich ner, like he talks about in the topic of ner. Hadlakas neiros v'beis haknesses gam mitzvah. So there's also a mitzvah, lesser well-known mitzvah, but there's also a mitzvah to light candles in shul. Ketichsev, ba'urim kabdu Hashem, honor Hashem with lights. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Amnam, kvar milasi amura, shetzarach she'e adam b'icha b'in toif l'mutav. It says a person constantly has to weigh. Now, you have multiple opportunities. You can help others with lights. You can help yourself if you can't afford to help others. You can help yourself. And you could potentially donate money to shul. So where should a person direct his money in terms of which of these he should make a priority to make sure that they have sufficient light? Meaning, you have poor people who need money to light for Shabbos. The shul needs money to be able to do the neiros in shul. And then you also need your own. So he says, Umisha Eli, and constantly on the mitzvah, you always have to make choices between, I have a limited amount of funds, so where am I sending my money? And if you have someone who doesn't have enough money to be able to do everything, he can't give money to shul and also give money to others. He says, instead of donating money, meaning giving candles and oil or money for that to the shul, where if you don't give, someone else will. The community has funds. It's not poor. It's like pouring a little bit of water to a flowing stream. You're not really adding much. If you withhold that money from the shul will get it from other sources. He says, instead, go and help out someone else. So in terms of priority, if you have limited funds, you can either give to the shul for the neiros, hadlakas neiros, or you can give to someone else, meaning another person in need. You should prioritize the other person in need, because that person may not necessarily get it from another source, but the shul is going to get it from other sources. He says, it's better to give, you're right, if you're going to give the money to the shul, you're still doing a mitzvah, you're still honoring Hashem, but it's even better if you give it to someone who is a hagun, a upstanding individual, or a tamachacham who needs money. There are two uses, using it for Shabbos, and also you're helping him maybe learn Torah at night when he can't pay the electric bill. So you're giving him the funds to pay the electric bill. V'lochein, and therefore, and here's a major, major chiddush, afilu b'yom yard site, even on the day of a yard site, where you have those candles you're going to light, the yard site candle you're going to light for the nifter, kayasa, you should do the same thing, meaning instead of lighting a candle in memory of a parent, if there's limited funds or limited candles, you should instead give it to someone else, so that they can light that candle for Yontif or for Shabbos. He says, although you think that you are depriving the nifter of that special kibud, but there's a greater kibud, a greater nachas ruach for the nifter, that a mitzvah was done instead with that candle. And unfortunately, this is something that a lot of people forget. When people get very involved in, I have a chiyuv, I need the amud, and fights will break out, what they don't realize is, walking away from that fight is actually a greater nachas ruach for the nifter than being makbid that you and stepping on other people in order to ensure that you have the amud. And here he's saying a similar idea. You know what's a greater nachas ruach for the nifter? Is if you, instead of lighting the candle in their memory, which is a schus, you instead give it to a poor person who can use it now to learn Torah or to light Ner Shabbos. He says, there is an exception. He says, if you're an honorable person and your certain level of stature demands that a candle be lit, meaning it's going to be an, it's going to negatively impact your stature in the community because you're a upstanding individual, a person of a certain level. Let's say you're a Rav or you're a Dayan. So then, in a Hanami, then maybe it might be appropriate for you to honor the deceased and light that candle yourself. So that they not criticize you, because not everybody knows the halacha. Not everybody knows what's better. So it's possible that people might criticize you and it might create lashon hara. So depending on your standing in the community, you might, in that case, it might be an exception. But normally, a person should prioritize helping out an ani with candles. He says, but if you can't afford yourself to light your own candles, so then certainly you should be exerting effort yourself. Says, and you keep in mind that the tzedakah is greater than offering of kabanas. Kol shekein be'adlakas beis hakneset, certainly it's greater than kindling light in the shul. Of course, this extra schus he can bring to the nifter is all on the condition that he sets aside from the money, meaning it's only a schus if you don't use money you otherwise were giving to tzedakah, meaning you're not using ma'aser money here. The ma'aser money was already set aside, that's going to aniyim. And you now set aside additional money. And then you use that extra money to purchase candles and oil and give them to Tamid Chachamim. In addition to what you previously had made up your mind to contribute, it will be pleasing to Hashem and to the soul of your parents. So, however, that's what I mentioned till now is not talking about his family yet. He's talking about others, talking about helping others. But he says, but certainly your family comes first. V'mish ani hu, and if you're a poor person, v'chaya v'chaya anshe beis ha-kodmin, you have to realize that your needs and the needs of your people come first. It's better that you should purchase oil and candles for himself so that you'll have enough, meaning you don't say, we operate in Judaism with the concept of chayecha kodmin. And so, if you only have enough money, you would think, I could light Shabbos candles myself, but I could also help out someone else. And now he gets the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, and I get the mitzvah of chesed. So, isn't that better? So, the answer is no. You have your own chiyuv, and the better is that you do it yourself. And he says, and tzedakah yechashev loy, by helping out your own family, it will be considered a greater tzedakah because you're providing for the needs of your family. We tend to disregard that, and we say, okay. All of our tzedakah that we give is only what goes outside the house, but that's not true. Even sometimes what goes inside. That's more than if he would contribute to the shul. Everything depends on the wealth of a person. This is the true honor. When he enhances the honor of the shul and honors Hashem with lights, and his children. Let's just finish up. Very easy, anshe ma'isa. I've seen people of stature, shayim mechavim malakas neiros beis haknesses, who would used to cherish this special privilege of lighting candles in shul. That they didn't even allow the shamish to light the candles; they were makbid to do it themselves. Elahim ba'atzum v'chmoidem adlik ma'isam. They did it themselves, and they considered it a great honor. V'shamati yish mekamish ha'meicher adlaka. I even heard of places where they auction off the right to light the candles. Uvevaday shazeh. This shows a certain love for the mitzvah, and it's a nice minhag. The Yadua Maimar Chazal Shemashazocha Shalom Luchayal that the reason why Shaul was Zoicha to the Malchus is in the merit of his grandfather, Shayamadlik Neirois Bamavoyarim, Hafelim Voisachesimarabim. He would kindle lights in the alleyways and perform kindness with the masses. So Shaul ben Kish. If you remember, there was a guy, Avner ben Ner, who was family. He's ben Ner. So there was a guy named Ner in the family. And this was the special schus that he would light candles in the dark alleyways. And he used to be do a chesed to the rabbin by lighting up the streets, essentially, having street light. Devaira also was zaycha to nevuah because she used to prepare these thick wicks for the Mishkan, for the menorah in the Mishkan, and she would send her husband, Lapidos. Lapidos is a flame. She would send her husband, she's called Ashes Lapidos. For that reason, she used to prepare these thick wicks for the menorah in the Mishkan that would burn brightly. Yishma Chacham v'Yosef Lekach, a smart person will hear and take advice. And do whatever he can. How good and how pleasant it is for someone who has the money. So here he's talking about a different idea. He's talking about an idea that in those days before electricity, one of the arguments that the Yetzer Hara would make for someone not to get up is that there's no light in the house. Remember, in before electricity, it was pitch black out, especially if there was no moon. So it was pitch black at night, unless you had candles lit in the house. So one of the arguments that the Yetzer Hara would make is that you don't have light. You're going to have to figure out fumfer around in the dark until you get a candle, you get a match, you light it. So he says that it would be appropriate for a person to remove that argument by taking a room in his house where you're not sleeping, shezach, and keep a light lit in that room. Shezach chana de rabba lama bashkama. It will help you more easily get up in the morning. He says one of the arguments that the Yitzhar makes is that the person's lazy to light a light. It will be considered a mitzvah for you. He shalom Hashem will repay you with light, and there will be shalom in your home. So the last idea here is that a person should make a siyog here. It's halakha by in our case it would be the equivalent would be setting an alarm, but making sure that you have the tools that you need to be able to get up appropriately and make sure that you start your day in the proper frame of mind.